Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed for us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the blood that was shed for us, Lord. For your body that was broken, Lord, for our salvation, for our healing, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One. We thank you for your love, Lord. The power of your love, Holy One. The power of your love, Lord. It is your love, Father. It is your love. It's your love. It's your powerful, fiery, flaming love, Lord, that connects us to you, that beckons us to you, that draws us into you, Lord. This morning, Father, we love you and we bless your name. We offer ourselves again to you, Father, in consecration, Lord God, and setting ourselves apart for you, Lord, for your love and for your glory, Lord. For your love and for your glory, Father, we consecrate ourselves to you, Lord. This morning, we choose to remember what you've done at the cross. We choose to remember that it is your love, Lord, that sent your son Jesus to die for us and to raise up again, that we would serve a living God that is active, that is living, that is giving, that is moving, that is all powerful and all consuming. So we choose to remember in this moment, we choose to remember who we are as your children. If we have said yes to you, Father, we choose to remember that we are a son and we are a daughter. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One, that you're washing us clean. You're washing us clean, Lord. Anything that tries to entangle us, Father, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Lord, because you are greater. You are stronger, Lord. There is nothing that can hold us, Father, but your love, your perfect love, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we just choose to be with you, Lord. We choose to be with you. We just choose to be. We choose to be in love with you. We choose to be loved by you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for pouring into us this morning. Thank you, Lord. As we take communion this morning, Father, as your children, as a church family, Lord God, we just thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Lord, that we remember you. As the Gospels tell us, we remember you. We remember you, Lord, your body that was broken for us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just going to take a time to continue and to stay in this sweet presence of the Lord that is here, his powerful presence that is calling us and drawing us in, that we're choosing to remember as an individual and as a church family who the Lord is and how he loves us, how he loves us. And as Rick Pino said last night, our yes is so powerful. That our yes is so powerful. A yes is so powerful. A yes to his love. A yes to his heart. A yes to his ways. A yes to him. A yes to him. A yes to him. Lord. Because we choose to stay in that place of purity and holiness before the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you once again, Lord, for your presence, for what you've done, for the shedding of your blood, Lord, for your broken body, for your love, for your love, for your love that you sent your son Jesus to die for us and to raise again for that abundant life in you, Lord. So we just remember you today. We remember that, Lord. We live by that. We don't just remember, but we live by that. We live by that, Lord. We live by that, Holy One. We live from that place of humility, Lord. Of humility, Lord. Of recognizing who you are and what you've done. That we live from that place. That our yes comes from that deep place, Lord. Of humility before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Recognizing that you are the creator and we are your children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Arabashia. Thank you, Jesus.
If you're sick this morning, his blood has healed you. If you sinned, his blood has forgiven you. His blood has set you free. If you're demonized, you're free. Blood of Jesus. Oh, wow. Hey, hey, hey. I don't know about you. And I don't want to say, like, I don't care about what the United States does or doesn't do, but the blood of Jesus is above. Because you might make a decision and you might legislate something, but the blood of Jesus is what sets us free. The blood of Jesus rules me. The blood of Jesus rules you. And the blood of Jesus is over States of America. Lord, it's your blood. Oh. Your blood.
If you have been struggling with addiction, I heard the Lord say, my blood breaks addiction. Just lift your arms up to the Lord and sing out to the Lord. Lord, thank you that addiction leaves me. Thank you, Lord. I renounce addiction. Oh. The blood is greater than fear. Renounce fear. Sing out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Just tell him, just say, Lord, I choose to believe your report that your blood speaks a better word. Just tell him, I choose, Lord, to believe your report. Your report, Lord Jesus. One drop of blood changed everything. 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 Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, can we just give a great shout to the Lord for the triumph of the cross and the blood and the resurrection? Jesus! 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 Sing his name out. Speak his name out. Jesus! 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 Oh, Jesus! Woo! Wow! Wow! Just turn to someone and say, it's about the blood. Just turn to someone. It's about the blood of Jesus. Wow. Praise the Lord. That's awesome. Wow. Well, now where? Wow, praise God. I have to tell you what I heard. Josh doesn't know this. But I heard this week very strongly from the Lord. Sunday will be about my blood. Yes, Lord, you're so good. You're so good. Wow. Oh, well, Andy's going to share something about the blood.
Well, obviously, Jesus separates us from all the religions of the earth. And it's his blood that accomplishes everything. And how fitting and how appropriate this morning to celebrate communion. Because it's the shedding of his blood and the breaking of his body that accomplished everything. 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 It accomplished everything. We heard last night, you know, God likes to move in impossible situations. But sometimes he has to put us in an impossible situation. That's not always the most fun. But it is when he breaks through. It is when he breaks through. So we can't just partake of communion and we just can't sing about the blood of Jesus without the blood of Jesus accomplishing something specific this morning. It's not just a fun idea. It's not just a concept. It's a reality that in the Spirit, you are covered with the blood of Jesus. And I have the authority, I believe, from Jesus, and you do as well in the Spirit because this blood's on you, that you can release his blood into the lives of other people. Because that's the only thing that's going to make the difference. We can preach and we can correct and we can yell and shout and argue, but if there's no blood to back up what we're sharing, it does nothing. I can't change anybody in my own strength. Can you? I can try, but then they kind of get mad at me because I'm being annoying and all that kind of stuff. But he can accomplish it through his blood. He already did 2,000 years ago, which is just phenomenal. So if you're here this morning and you're struggling with anything in the realm of sickness, it's touched in the name of Jesus. If you know somebody who's here, well, not here, but you know somebody who's not here, in the same way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know those that we are standing and contending for with your blood, Jesus. And Lord, we release healing, Lord, from this house, Lord, through your blood into the bodies of the people that we love, Father. Oh, Lord, Father, for Don, Father, for Mary, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for Mike, Lord, Barb's grandson, Lord, we thank you and we release the blood of Jesus over him, Lord, a shift over him physically, Lord. We release your blood, Lord, over the minds of individuals that we know that are struggling with mental issues in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord's just speaking to me. It's all about our perspective and a perspective of victory. And obviously, you guys all know what happened from the Supreme Court on Thursday and everything else in that realm. And so, I don't know about you, but from since that day, I saw a lot of, you know, rainbows everywhere. And instead of looking at rainbows as a symbol of defeat, I'm just choosing to look at rainbows as a symbol of God's promise. Because that's the original rainbow. So don't let that discourage you. Let it encourage you that the Lord is moving. He's going to move. It's all about our perspective. It's already finished. It's already accomplished. The Lord's already releasing. It's finished. It's done. It's amazing. The Lord is so much fun. I want Lawrence to come up here because I'm looking at him. But this week we had an awesome opportunity, and I don't know about you guys, but there's been so many amazing opportunities to release the love of Jesus through practical evangelistic outreaches. And I want Lawrence to share a testimony of something that happened at our Jackson booth this weekend because it was, yeah, there you go, really. The Jackson booth was, we had a Jackson community celebration down here near the school and all the parks. There's like a little carnival, and so we set up a booth where we could basically share the love of Jesus with people, whether by making balloon animals. Andrew was the balloon animal master. Or like just by drawing pictures, praying for people. We encountered so many people from this area and outside of it just to reach out with them with the love of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, just to tell them, hey, he loves you and he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And I wanted Lawrence to share this testimony because he shared it the other night, and it was just so fun and so God. So
I got to the, actually as soon as I got to the booth, there were a lot of people there that night. It was pretty crowded. Young gentleman, I think he was about 8 or 10 years old. 10 or 12. And he came up and he said, I'd like a picture. He sat down. I said, okay, do you understand what we're doing? He goes, no, I just want a picture. So I explained what it was, how we asked the Lord for a picture to give to them to bless them. And so I started talking to him, and And I was drawing this picture, and he's just telling me some stories about what he's doing with the summer. And then I asked him, I said, are you running the 5K race? And he said, no. He said, I hurt my ankle. I rolled my ankle earlier today walking down a hill or something, so it kind of hurts. I said, oh, that's too bad. And as I was drawing the picture, I was sharing a little bit about what the picture was about being strong. It was from Deuteronomy 31:6 about being strong and courageous in the Lord. And he went on to share about how he's recently developed this fear of the woods. And I was sharing with him about how God's perfect love casts out fear. And I asked, I said, can I pray for you for that? He said, yeah. And I said, well, while I'm praying for you, can I pray for your leg as well? He said, sure. So I prayed for both of them and just asked for God's presence to come and take away the fear and to bring healing to his leg. And then we talked a little bit more, and he thanked me for the picture. He really enjoyed it. And he got up to walk away, and he came back. Like, he turned around right away. He goes, is it weird that my leg feels better? And I was like, I completely forgot to even ask. I said, I was trying not to look too surprised. I said, well, walk around on it. I go, how's it feel? And he's walking around a little bit on it. He goes, well, it only hurts when I do like this, when I twist it now. But it feels a lot better. I said, well, let's pray for it again. And so I started praying for it again with a little bit more boldness this time. And he starts walking around. He goes, no, it still hurts a little bit. I said, I'll tell you what, keep walking around on it. And then you come back when it's completely better. Like a minute and a half later, he came back to the booth. And he said, it's completely healed. It's totally fine.
I love it. It's so much fun. And to me, it was so encouraging being down there for some of the time that I was, you know, that the Lord is so constantly reaching out to people and that there's divine appointments for people. And there was a young girl who came, and I was sitting there and I was drawing a picture for her. She was 14 years old, and just began to share a little bit of my testimony and the things that God's done in my heart and my life, and who Jesus can be for her. And the picture I was drawing was, I was drawing this tree, and I was drawing, you know, the swing and this tree set, you know, and that she's like this little girl in the swing. And, you know, after literally sharing the gospel with her for probably about a half an hour, I could tell that, you know, she really wanted to, you know, experience and hear God speak to her herself. And so, you know, I shared the testimony, but I kind of had a sense that she wasn't necessarily in the place that she wanted to pray at that moment, but definitely she was connecting. And here she goes, well, it's funny that you drew a picture with the tree and the swing and everything, because the last, like, artwork that I've been doing myself, painting and drawing and everything else, it always comes back to a tree and a swing. And I'm just like, what? Like, thank you, Lord. That's crazy. So just, you know, seeing the Lord's heart touch her, and I was sharing with her a testimony one of the times, the really unique creative ways that God had spoken to me. And as I was sharing there was another couple that was there, and they had their one-year-old son with them. And so then he's like, oh, I really believe that God speaks to you, and I've been asking him to speak to me. And I'm just expressing this testimony to you guys just to know that there's people out there that are searching and they're hungry, and that the Lord is positioning us in the right place at the right time to speak words of truth and life to them. And this young man said to me, he sat down, and Jamie was next to me, and he sat down, and he's like, yeah, I really believe that, you know, that God's been speaking to me, because I've been asking him to show me different things. And so he went on, and he was kind of saying the right, you know, things, and he shared, you know, he's like, I prayed and asked the Lord to, you know, to get baptized, and I believe that now is the time for me to get baptized again. And it's like, oh, okay, what church, you know, are you going to get baptized in? And he goes, oh, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I mean, say that to him right there at that moment. But then these words came out of his mouth. He goes, but I've really been checking with God, because this is my eternal soul we're talking about. I really need to make sure. And I was like, you're right. You do need to make sure. And it's not an accident and you're sitting down right in front of me, because I believe that God has drawn you here to this place so that I can tell you that you're not going to find it in the Mormon church. It's not God. And that was a little bit difficult for him to receive, because, you know, he believed that God had been leading him to this direction. But I had to respond, because he spoke the words to me. It's about my eternal soul. Yes, it is. But that platform was opened up through a simple booth. with simple pictures where the Lord supernaturally draws people in for the specific time that he has for them. And so my encouragement to you guys, when we have these opportunities, you know, at the outreach and that's coming up that I'm sure Peter will talk about in you know, this month in July downtown, but also we have like this first Friday coming up, that there are unique, specific opportunities that the Lord opens up for us to cross people's paths and then release truth to them that can completely change and transform their lives. And the thing that the Lord, it takes me back, it's not necessarily always about a picture or drawing a picture. Drawing a picture is great, and it can open up a door, but that's not the end all. The end all is that the Lord has brought them, positioned them, so they're sitting down right in front of you so you can communicate the gospel to them. And sometimes it's that blunt of, I've been really asking the Lord, and it's my eternal soul that we're talking about, and where and it's like, yeah, you're here because there's a message of love and truth. And the Lord can give us creative ways to speak the truth of his love that isn't condemning, that isn't, you know, hey, turn or burn. But there is a reality of your eternal soul is in the balance. You know, and so it's kind of sobering, but the Lord has equipped us through the blood of Jesus, through these incredible opportunities that we have to reach out. So obviously I'm expressing that as a plug for First Friday. That's coming up this Friday. So just encourage you guys to mark that on the calendar, make it out if you can. First Friday is the first Friday of every month in downtown Canton, where they have kind of like an arts festival where they have different artists and booths and kettle corn, which is really good. If you get down there, you can go get some of the kettle corn. But there's just probably usually around 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 people in downtown Canton just milling around on a Friday night. And so as they're milling around, they mill past our booth, and we just say, hey, can we draw a picture for you? Can we share with you about the love of Jesus? You know, what does God think about you? And just have an opportunity to draw a picture for them to bless them. But like I said earlier, it's not just necessarily about the picture, but it's a real easy way to just encounter and interact with people. And so that's going to be this Friday night. Actually, I'm not going to be able to be there, but Ashley, where are you, Ashley Lockhart? She is heading it up this evening. Not this evening, but Friday. And then Andrew Miller, God bless his heart, is actually driving down the vehicle to help set up stuff. So if you can make it out a little bit earlier, maybe around 5:30 or so to help him set up, that would be great. And yes, and that's a very good point. If you don't know what you're doing, you're still welcome to come. Don't think that, oh my gosh, don't put a piece of paper in front of me and I don't know about talking to people, and you know, you can do it. And mostly, again, it's not necessarily about the picture, it's about interacting with people. They're there. And I found this thing out from doing this so often down there, that, don't take this the wrong way, people like to talk about themselves. So you can ask questions to engage people. I don't know how many times I just sit down to like foster conversation with them. What's the last movie you watched? What's your favorite TV show? What do you like to do? You know, sometimes they might think I'm fishing for things to draw for their picture. I mean, if they think that, they can think that. But really engaging them, because everybody's looking for love. Everybody's looking to express part of their heart and who they are. Hence Facebook. So it's really a fun, unique time to encourage people. But if you're thinking, well, I don't know if I can draw a picture for people, if you can talk to people, you can come on down. If you're afraid to talk to people, you can still come on down. Because there'll be plenty of opportunities, there'll be plenty of people just to begin and release the kingdom. And this is the last thing, and then I'll, because I could talk forever, and everybody knows that, is that we have been given so much. We have been so richly blessed. We get to sit here, worship the Lord, encounter his presence, get filled up, get blessed, filled with love, encouraged. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, I could sing about the blood of Jesus. I will be singing about the blood of Jesus, like, forever. But the rest of today, you know, you get encouraged, you're filled with joy, you're happy, anything's possible. But I believe that it would be a real travesty to the heart of God for us to walk out the door
and then not release that to somebody else. Because he's filled us up to give it away. Like, we're so blessed. We're so full. We're so rich. There's so many people in the world that cannot experience what we experienced this morning. There's a threat of, like, somebody could just come in the door and stop what they're doing with the threat of their life, ending their life. But so we're really, really, really incredible blessed. And to whom much is given, much is required. And, you know, sometimes that's a sobering thought, and it's supposed to be because these are eternal souls that we're talking about. And but as we reach out with love, as we reach out with joy, as we reach out with what has so been freely given to us, it's easy. It's not like, oh, man, I don't know if I have to, if I go downtown, I'm nervous. What if I say the wrong things or the right things? I'll be 100% honest with you. When I was first asked to head up some of these things, to go down and head on the streets and share Jesus with people, I'm to help lead people do that. And I in myself am like, God, I that's not simply something that's the most easy and comfortable thing for me to do myself. Yet you're asking me to lead other people in doing that. And the Lord's like, yes, yes, I am. So get over that stupid fear that you have and just do it. And really, 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 it's been so much fun because I realize on the other end of my simple little fear is that I actually get to see somebody experience and encounter the love of God. And it's totally worth it. It's completely worth it. So if you're thinking about Friday night and you're like, I don't know, and there's like fear messing around in there, just encourage you, just press through that and come. And the Lord will open up opportunities for you just to share his love, and you'll be blessed. It's just that simple. So, yes.
And I just, whoa, that's really loud. I just want to thank you all so much, those of you who were able to make it out during the Jackson celebration. I really, really appreciate each and every person that came, regardless of how long of a time you were able to be there for. As Andy said, people were touched and were blessed every single time that we were there, every day, even through the rain and all of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much to those of you who were able to make it out. And if you weren't able to, it's okay, because you have another opportunity to this Friday at First Friday. So it's going to be awesome. And I think Peter is going to tell you about another opportunity that we have coming up to impact our neighborhoods and region.
His blood does speak a better word. And one of the things that his blood says is that you are sons and daughters. And the blood of Jesus was shed so that sons and daughters could be birthed into the earth, into this kingdom. Because his kingdom is coming, and his kingdom is changing our entire region. And one of the beautiful things that I love about what's happening in this specific region is that Canton is changing. The city of Canton and its surrounding region is changing. One of the things that we have an opportunity this July, while the Mozambique team is gone, we get an opportunity to go down into Skyline Terrace. And even right now, I love this. I just heard this. Do you guys notice that Pastor Bill is not with us this morning? He wasn't playing the guitar, was he? He's with Mike McRae and Tiana Douglas at People's Baptist Church at Skyline Terrace, worshiping them this morning. Is that phenomenal? Come on. This is the unified body of Christ, and what the Lord is doing is he's bringing two bodies together. And what I personally see happening is I see this shift happening at Skyline Terrace. I see a shift happening, and revival is already beginning to bubble up like a spring in that area. God's changing things. What the impact that's going to happen, and all of us in this room have an opportunity to sow into, is we have an opportunity to step into what God is doing, and he's literally going to take the small things that we do, and he's just going to push. He's going to push his kingdom right in, and there's going to be a love invasion, and it's going to shift. And I just see it spreading all over the place. But there's this beautiful relationship that's being formed right now with our body and the body that's at the People's Baptist Church. And to me, that's phenomenal, because I see the love of God coming in and really unifying the body, making us one. And it's just changing. It's changing my heart. It's changing people's hearts. We've modified a video for you to see just to get another glimpse, a snapshot of what I believe God is doing. Let's go ahead and pull that video up. It's about a minute, 17 seconds long. And just let the Lord capture you. We also have some flyers that we want to hand out, because we have an opportunity on July 12th, which is 2 weeks from now. to receive just a simple impartation of what God's doing in that area. Just get us a little bit of training to go down into that region and really make the impact. So while you're watching the video, we're going to hand out the flyers here just after that, so you have an opportunity to mark that down in your calendars, July 12th, because it's really going to take a collected effort, both with the People's Baptist Church and here at Frontline Worship Center. That's right. What we're going into, just to paint a picture for you, the Skyline Terrace is an apartment complex, and there's 37 units, and in total, we believe there's about 2,000 people living in those 37 units, and our plan is to go in literally on Friday night, and we're going to do, we believe we'll do a prayer walk, and just go in and meet and greet the people in this neighborhood, and we're going to, you know, Andy talked about the outreach that we do on First Friday. It's essentially the same thing. We're going to just go and love people into the gospel of the kingdom and see their ailments healed, see their hearts healed, and give them an invitation to come just a little bit further into the love of Jesus. Thanks. Saturday also, what we're planning to do on Saturdays, around mid-afternoon, we're going to join together, and we're going to go back in. There's going to be a group of people go back into Skyline Terrace prayer walking, and we're going to have worship also, I believe, happening at the same time, just to prepare the area for what the Lord's going to do that evening. That evening, starting at 6 p.m., we're going to begin to draw people out of Skyline Terrace onto the grounds of People's Baptist Church. And on those grounds, what's going to happen is we're going to draw them out into the grounds there with music, with just some up-tempo, high-energy rap music. And then also we're going to offer dramatic representations of the gospel and what God has done specifically to free man from sin so that they can become a son and daughter in his kingdom and have that rightful place, that heir place in at the throne of heaven. And that night we're going to also, we're going to be showing the Jesus film. And we're looking for opportunities to really reach into the heart of people with the gospel and draw them in. And then Sunday, our entire church is going to go down to People's Baptist Church, and we're going to worship with them that morning as well. And then we're going to have a carnival that afternoon. It's just a weekend filled with love and opportunities to reach into people's hearts. So however you can sow into that, in whatever way you're capable, we're asking, please, consider that. It's an amazing opportunity, and mark your calendars for it.
Well, while they're getting that ready, just let me add a couple more things. On July 12th, you're going to find more of the details out. Peter painted a large picture, but we do have a lot of details, and People's Baptist Church is the main church we're connecting with downtown in the inner city, but we also have some other ministries around and some groups from the secular groups coming in, meaning police and maybe some other groups coming in to encourage the people from a friendship and a support perspective, and that's going to also be part of Sunday. Not sure how that's going to look yet. We're still finalizing things. And we're going to have a large banquet. Food is going to be everywhere, so there'll be different booths set up. And we do need you guys to be able to participate and help with this. So there have been sign-up sheets out there, and I think we put them away for the Rick Pino concert. So maybe Carly can go get those and put those back out, if you could, put those back out in the front. And also, they're out there, thank you. And also, when we go in on Friday night, we're going in not only for prayer walking, but we're actually going in to talk and greet and meet the people, talk with, meet and greet them, and then hopefully draw them in. 6 o'clock, don't put that on your calendar, as that's the time I need to be there. This may start earlier than that. We're still finalizing some things, and we have drama and dance and things. It's fairly, very much from our perspective, a step in doing an outreach that we do overseas, but doing it U.S. style in the inner city. That's what we're doing, and then we're partnering with another church that we had no contact with. This is totally supernatural. God just gave us the idea, took a step, made a phone call, developed a relationship, have had meetings. It's just been phenomenal to see what God is doing. Maybe with some different beliefs and understandings, possibly, of the kingdom, but certainly a firm foundation in who Jesus is. So we're very excited about that. So we're believing for salvations and healings and deliverances, relational connection. And we're also looking for fruit that remains. So we're looking to be able to continue to go back down there. If you don't know where Skyline Terrace is, if you think of Highland Park, that's what it is. That's what we're talking about. And if people are familiar with that, but the name of that area has changed. So that's what it is. So if you can mark your calendars for July 12th, you'll really, really receive detailed information. This will help you, though, today. Please come to that. Is it working now? Not sure? Yeah. Anyway, Pastor Bill had in his heart that what better way to increase or start or even move ahead in unity than just take a few people and go on down there and greet them on their Sundays in their Sunday morning service. So that's where he is today. So we're real excited about that. So we've got about six people back there trying to make this video work for you. So that's really exciting. So while they're doing it, just to kind of keep things moving, those of you who have your Bibles there, before we release the children, just turn to Colossians chapter 1 and open your Bibles to verse 13 through 26. I just want to thank everybody who was part of getting everything ready for Rick Pino. Thank you. Wasn't that amazing last night? We have a lot of new friends. Last night, I don't know, I was just dancing this morning around the house going, Jesus, 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 thank you. This is so good. It's all about you. So excited to hear the name of Jesus all over Rick's message, all over everything that he was doing, everything he was saying, everything that he was singing, and the group was with him singing. And I just thought, isn't this so simple? It's all about Jesus, for real, really. And so one thing I want to do also before releasing the children is put up on the board, if I can. I'll tell you what, for those of you with children, just go ahead and let's release them to Kingdom Land, and you can get the message, you can listen to it online, and you can go to my Facebook page and actually see what we're going to go through right now, the rest of us, and you'll see it. It's just a post that I thought was interesting. It's from the Azusa Street Revival, a book about that, and I think that is really helpful, and we're going to be talking about that. But the rest of you, if you could, let's just turn to Colossians chapter 1, 13 through, I believe, 23 is what we want to go through as we wrap up today. Oh, this is exciting times. These are exciting times. Next weekend, we have commissioning for our team going to Mozambique. So bring your family and friends. That's going to be wonderful. We have a team of 14, 12 from here, and then two of our gals are from Indonesia and Brazil. And these are spiritual daughters who are amazing, and they've been with us before overseas. And so they will join us in Ethiopia, and then we'll land in Maputo, Mozambique together. So, Father, we just praise you and thank you for this morning, and we thank you for what you're doing in this place, God. Thank you for what you've released here today, last night. Lord, we're just so blessed. We're so blessed to know you, so blessed, God, to be able to have these truths, these revelations given to us, God, to be able to penetrate our being so that we'll be forever changed. And we won't be like yo-yos going up and down. We won't be like teeter-totters up and down. We won't be like elevators going up and down. Father, that we will be strong and stable and secure and able to say yes and amen. This is who you are. This is who I am. And I'm increasing and I'm hungry for you. And I want more of you. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for that place that you've given us in the Spirit to be able to go out, Father, to the nations, go out on the streets, go out the highways and byways to our family, friends, even within our own four walls. Lord, that we're raising up as sons and daughters and that you're helping us ever so lovingly, ever so tenderly. Thank you, Lord, that you understand us. Thank you, Lord, that you are patient with us. Thank you, Lord, as we press on and press through, Lord, that we can grab hold of that which you paid a big price for and praise you and thank you and worship you with gratitude and thanksgiving because you're worthy. For no other reason, because you're worthy, God. Thank you, Lord, that you elevate us out of ourselves with our eyes fixed and focused on you. Not our problems, not ourself, not on the future, not on the past, but on you. So we lift your name on high and we declare Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the great and holy shepherd, our great intercessor, our great and living bread, our resurrection and life, our wonderful high priest and intercessor and more. Thank you, Lord, as our provider. You release through me today the words of life to continue to build us up in our most holy faith, to be able to bless you, strengthen you, God, strengthen you, what you are doing here on this earth, Lord, as you strengthen us, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we have that privilege. In Jesus' holy name, we love you. Amen. Amen. We got it? Okay. This is cool. I found this and I thought, I just read this and smiled. I said, yes, this is so true. But Roland and Heidi, you know, oversee Global, Iris Global. And I don't know if you can see this real well, but here we go. And can you just get rid of, on the right, get rid of all that? Yeah, that's great. Can you get rid of, no, not that. The comments. Okay. Well, can you just track with me? Forget the comments. It's great to have somebody's opinion, but let's take a look at what this says, okay? This is from Azusa Street. It says, Maple over to Brother Pendleton, as I was too worn to continue longer in constant service in the meetings. I had been for a long time under the constraint, the constant strain, rather, in prayer, thank you, and meetings, and needed a rest and change very badly. In the beginning of the Pentecostal work, I became very much exercised in the spirit that Jesus should not be slighted, lost in the temple by the exaltation of the Holy Ghost or the gifts of the Spirit. There seemed great danger of losing sight of the fact that Jesus was all and in all. I endeavored to keep him as the central theme and figure before the people. Jesus should be the center of our preaching. All comes through and in him. The Holy Ghost is given to show the things of Christ. The work of Calvary, the atonement, must be the center for our consideration. The Holy Ghost never draws our attention from Christ to himself, but rather reveals Christ in a fuller way. We are in the same danger today. There is nothing deeper nor higher than to know Christ. Everything is given of God to that end. The one Spirit is given to that end. Christ is our salvation and our all, that we might know the lengths and breadths and heights and depths of the love of Christ, having a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, Christ. Ephesians 1:17. It was to know him, Christ, and the rest says, in the power of his resurrection and share in the fellowship of his sufferings, for which Paul strove. I was led to suddenly present Jesus one night to the congregation at 8th and Mabel. They had been forgetting him in their exaltation of the Holy Ghost and gifts. Now I introduce Christ for their consideration. And this is from Azusa Street. And as I was read this, as I had, was reading this, I thought, oh my goodness, I know here there is not an overemphasis, I believe, on the gifts, although we highly lift up the gifts of the Spirit and operate in them. And we totally are in submission and surrender to the Holy Spirit. This is his meeting. And we want to listen to what he has to say. But if Jesus is not center in the way that he needs to be, we will be easily confused and hear a different voice. And we will call it, that's Jesus, or that is the Father, or that is even the Holy Spirit. It's very important. These words are critical. Because to have a counterfeit, there has to be a real. And so many who have been wrapped up in a good way in the Father's heart and the Father's love, if not having an encounter with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, with the Father saying yes and amen, there's a tendency to have a wrong understanding of what the Father's love is really all about. The Father's love is to grace us, to open us into that relationship to have with him for sure. And it's never to minimize the Father. It's never to minimize Holy Spirit. But Jesus is the avenue to understand the fullness of his love. Jesus is the avenue through the power of the Holy Spirit to be central and absolutely on display. For he came as a little baby in a manger, and he's coming in again as a great and mighty king. And so God says it's very, very important, very critical for us to have our theology properly established. We want to walk and get rid of despondency and despair. Elevate Jesus and watch what God does. Jesus is perfect theology. How many times have we heard that from different preachers around the world and in here? He is perfect theology. And if we get wrapped up in what happened to Job, if we get wrapped up in something that happened, not that we don't listen and understand where the Old Testament plays a part. Please, I am not saying this is New Testament theology only. I'm not saying that. But Jesus is perfect theology because the full Godhead, the full representation of the Father, is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came in bodily form to make himself known. And if we lose sight of that at all, we can get weird. And the one thing that Pastor Bill and I have decided is weird is good if it's Holy Spirit weird, Jesus weird, Father weird. I'm good with that. But anything else, I'm not. And I can smell it a mile away. I have a sniffer. You know, and it's like, yeah, because it's got to be about Jesus, Jesus. Now, if we get really flaky about that because we've not really connected with that truth, and then we say, well, we don't need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We don't need the fire of the Holy Spirit. That's the wrong weird, okay? That is moving in a way that Jesus is going, what are you talking about? Remember what Rick said last night? I think it was in here. If not, it was back in the back. I don't remember where he said it. And he was talking about when Jesus was being baptized. I think he was up here speaking, right? When he was being baptized, what did the Father say? This is my beloved. And who was resting on him? The Holy Spirit. Okay? He was talking about David. He was talking about David meaning my beloved. But the same is true for this. Jesus walked into that water. And you get this great man of God, John the Baptist, who is just backing up, going, I'm not even fit to tie your sandals. Put your sandals on. It's like, oh, and you want me to baptize you? Are you for real? Are you kidding me? And Jesus just walks in because he's going to obey. He knows what he needs to do. You know, if we really love Jesus, we want to obey. For real. We are not threatened by the word. We are not freaked out by the word. We are not going to say, oh, don't say that. It makes me upset. Or, you know, if we do, we're going to say, I've got a problem here. And that needs to go. I need more of Jesus. So back in the back when we were praying for Rick and team before they came out, Pastor Bill was singing, you know, the Father's song over Rick. It was so beautiful and powerful. And Rick was just sitting there, you know, I opened my eyes to see this reaction. And his eyes were like, whoa. He's just smiling. Because there was just the power and presence of Jesus there. Holy Spirit. Father's love. Boom. And the Father's song would come out. That this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Okay? Not just Jesus, in Rick Pino. And I really believe that had something to do with last night. A lot to do with last night. In the prayer cover and everything else. So we just praise God for the fact that we are in a place in, here in this house, but also a place in this region and a place in history right now where we have the privilege of saying, Jesus, I want it all, and I can have all of you, and I'm not hiding right now. It may happen someday. We may be sequestered, not by choice, if you will, all right, because persecution is real. It just is. But when we have Jesus as the central focus, we are okay. We are covered by the blood. We are good. We are good. We are good, and we are strong in Jesus. So Jesus really needs to be a central focus more so than ever before in the times that we're living in, but just because it's true irregardless. But here we are. What a privilege to live in this season. So if you want to put up, Andy, that would be great. Colossians, please, or Rachel, if you could, put the Colossians up here. And I just chose this and just had so much fun. I've taught Colossians many times, and I just love, love, love the book of Colossians. Yeah, we'll put up the NASB first, okay? We'll take a look at that. But I just really encourage you to meditate on this week. You start feeling a little shaky about anything, open your Bible, open your cell phone or whatever it is, and start reading about this invincible God. Start reading about Jesus and declaring that over yourself. And that this is my partnership with you. And therefore, I meditate on you. When we say focus on things above, it's not the clouds. For real. I'm going to tell you something. At one point, I hope you guys hear this. Just grab it. Ready? Right there in your heart. I had a vision during worship, and I want to tell you that I saw this whole place being taken right in, this whole place being taken right into the throne room. Church and all, building and all. It was kind of funny. It's like, I don't know what that looks like in the throne room, but that's what I saw. There was a point in worship when we were singing about the blood. It's like, oh, Jesus. And there will be times, whoever said this, Andy, I think it was, we could sing about the blood all day. And so that will continue. That will happen as people will understand more and more. All of us will get it. You know, there's going to be a rising where that just goes and we just go there together and it will happen. And there needs to be, you know, growth in those areas for sure. And that will happen. And I'm looking forward to those days. I told Josh last night I could stay and sing in this way forever, just like this. And we will. But God is saying, listen, I'm training you up for reigning. I'm training you to reign with me. And the training ground, you think it's going to be easy? It's not. It's not. But it is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. Eyes on me, it'll be okay. And then follow what I'm saying right now. Follow what I'm saying and doing. So let's take a look at these verses, if we could. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Yeah. Did I say 13? I did. You put the whole thing up. That's great. Well, let's just go ahead. I marked 16 here in my Bible, but that's fine. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Oh, yes, I'm glad I am reading this. For he rescued us from the domain or dominion of darkness, and he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Now, let's think about that. Let's think about what that really means. When we're rescued from the domain of darkness, domain means what? What's that mean? Authority, area that is completely overtaken. Domain is a place of concentrated power. So he rescued us from that place of concentrated power. He rescued us, Jesus. Now, this capital H-E, the capital H is not just because it's at the beginning of a sentence. All right? He rescued us. Jesus rescued us. If we got up in the morning and we said, God, thank you so much for rescuing me. Thank you so much for your rescue. Thank you, God. I can meditate on that through breakfast, lunch, dinner, and beyond, that you rescued me out of darkness. So if I'm in darkness now, what the heck's going on? Okay? We don't focus on the darkness here. We were rescued out of that. And we've got to partner and tether with these truths in our being so much. Barb and I have been talking every day, haven't we, Barb, since Mikey was in the accident a week ago Friday. And I asked Barb permission if I could say this. And she said, sure. But Mikey went, we didn't know this just till a couple of days ago. But he was delivered, okay? Now listen to this. He was delivered to the emergency room, DOA. Okay? Selah. Okay? Do we understand what our Jesus is doing and has done for us? Dead on arrival is DOA, if you don't know. Do you know his respirator is out? He's eating. He's talking. Do you realize this? I mean, this is a very big deal. Okay. And every tube, everything on his heart, all the junk that, not junk, Josh, sorry, but all the things that doctors put on you, it's off. Can we just give praise to our God? Yeah? Come on. Let's be on our feet and thank God. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you. Lift your voices and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that Michael Ramey is alive. Thank you, Jesus, that you saved his life. Thank you, Jesus, that you have a big call for him. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, you rescued him, God, from death to life. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you adoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, you can sit. That's good. Come on. Is that exciting? I love these daily phone calls, Barb. We have a good time praying. Because more is coming out of this, right? Mikey's saved from death here, and the family and friends and all of us are going to see what God's going to do. Let's just watch, like watching, reading the newspaper, what's going to happen next. Amen? And we're believing the same for Don and Mary in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, back to verse 13. For he rescued us up from the domain of darkness. Come on. And transferred us. Can you see yourself being pulled right out? Whoop. Domain of darkness. And rescued. We are rescued. Ha ha. And transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son. his beloved son. Now that's when it switches, and now we're talking about the Father, talking about his beloved son. Who's that? Jesus. Jesus. In whom we have, now here we go, verse 14. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. If we read that verse, honestly, and go ho-hum, I don't want to say shame on us because that sounds really bad, and you have to get deliverance and all that from that. So no shame in this house. But can I be real here? This is a very huge deal. He transferred us to the kingdom of darkness in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Do we understand to be bought back out of junk, out of slavery, that we are bought with a price? We are bought, we're purchased, and Jesus' own blood purchased us out of that. You know what? Next time you go to the park with your kids or grandkids, tell them about that while they're eating ice cream cones. Tell them how exciting it is because you're happy and you're joyful and it's not just a bedtime story. Seriously, it works because the little ones are created to receive this and go, what's redemption? Right, Lawrence? Talk about redemption on the way to preschool. But you know, help us, help everybody understand. Jesus is just the greatest. Yay. We have redemption and forgiveness of sins. He forgives us. He has forgiven us. If we can't forgive ourselves, or if we don't forgive ourselves, we're slighting what Jesus has done. Okay? We may feel like a bunch of cow doo-doo because we've stepped into some stuff. And that's not fun. It's not fun. But the Lord says, guess what? I forgave you. You forgive yourself. That's what you need to do. And then you can step in and forgive others. Together. Let's do this together. Forgiveness is the key. It's right here at the beginning of Colossians. Forgiveness is key. So we need to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness from the Father, through the Son and the Holy Spirit, forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. And we start moving in those realms, everything will change in our life. Everything. It's true. Don't run away from forgiveness. Run towards it. All aspects of forgiveness. Get as clean as possible. Oh, it's brilliant. He's just so brilliant. Verse 15, he is the image or the imprint, another version says, of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. The invisible God is the God we can't see, right? This is our Father in heaven. He's the image, the imprint. He's the exact representation. He is exactly like Father in heaven. When you see Jesus, you see the Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. He said, look, here I am. I'll eat with you. I'll sleep with you. I'll dance with you. And that's Father. That's the Father's love. That's the Father's heart. Is that exciting? That's why we give thanks. That's why we celebrate birthdays. Come on. Everybody in the universe or the world celebrates birthdays. But when we celebrate as Christians, think about what we're celebrating. We are made in the image of Christ. This is so cool. We celebrate anything, any accomplishment. None of it happens without Jesus. None of it. Oh, he'll even grace us and say, look what you think you did. Well, it's okay. I have mercy. But I did this through you, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you. Thank you for being our helper, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you healed us at the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you raised from the dead. Thank you that everything in our life has been buried with you at baptism. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you were in the grave, God, and we were buried with you in the grave, Lord, that we were brought into oneness with you. And Father, thank you for baptizing us in your Holy Spirit. Thank you for water baptism. We'll be having water baptism when we get back from Mozambique. And when there's going to be a whole bunch of people this time. I just really believe that. We don't have to go through it time and time again, but there'll be other ones. And we have some little children who will be in that realm, I'm sure. Thank you, Holy One. Oh, you are the image. Image. Okay, hold on to your seats for this one. Verse 16. I don't care if you've read this 10,000 times. I have. Maybe not 10,000. But I've read this many times and taught it and pulled it apart and everything else. I can't help but getting excited about this. And I hope you are too. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So 16 and 17 go together because everything has been created through him and for him, even the thrones and dominions and rulers and authorities. Figure that one out. They're created. That means that there's a beginning and an end. How about that? Created beings. But he is supreme. He is supreme. And when we minimize our Jesus and we minimize his realm of authority, which we do, that's the enemy's job, to keep us in that place because we feel so yucky sometimes, right? Or it's hard to go forward. And the Lord says, when you minimize my sphere of influence and authority, guess whose sphere of influence and authority rises? Against you. So you've got to keep your eyes on me and just connect with me. Intimacy with me is the key. You know, I told Rick last night, he knows this by Bill and Mary Pat, and I said, do you know my last name? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, let me make it really clear. It's Go Key. He goes, whoa, the keys. Whoa, you got keys, and you're going. Yeah, it's good. And he said some other things, too. But really, the truth is, the key to life is to take who he is and go. Receive and go. Receive and go. The key is to go. Not just because it's our name. He goes, I'll never forget that name. Because he loves to go. You know. So the idea is that Jesus left heaven. He said, I'm going to go. Think about it. And then when he came here, he said, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. So the go is real. And the Lord says, take what you get today and go and make disciples of all nations. Do something. Do something with what you've received. Do something today. Today. Thank you, Lord. That's our call. Verse 18. He is also head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning. If you count all the he's, there are many. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. We know that's right. So that he himself will come to have first place in everything, in everything, in everything. That means in every decision, all right? No. It's not God, family, ministry, school, work. I need my little, you know, vertical chart. It's just not like that in the kingdom. It's this. Let me show you real simply. I read this. I saw this in a book and started to laugh. But really, it's, well, I saw it not quite this way, but I'll just paint it. It's Jesus up here, and then down here is everything else. And there's a huge gap between. It's not a little list like we have, you know, when we go point A, B, C, D. It's not like that at all. Jesus said, I want to be first in everything. I am going to do things in your life where you will see me all day long. Listen to me all day long. Focus on me all day long. It doesn't matter what your job is. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Jesus says, I want to be first, then you are first. When I go to the bathroom, you're in there with me. When I take a shower, you're in there with me. When I'm with my husband, you're in there with me. When I'm outside, you're in there with me, wherever I am. If I go to a conference, if I go overseas, if I go to the airport, you're right there with me, and I feel your closeness and your presence. That's the real deal. That's heaven on earth. God is changing things up, not really for him, but for us. He's showing us what's up. Oh my gosh. I was literally doing a tap dance. I don't have tap shoes, but I was in my house today, and my husband was getting ready to go to People's Baptist, and I was tapping. I said, this is Jesus, and we're going to be singing about the blood today. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I did, but not the way you think. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I love Jesus. I am in love with Jesus. I really love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Are you in love with Jesus? Are you in love with Jesus? You know what? I am serious. any of our children's programs, Michelle's going up, hey guys, you know, if we are not offering love, in love with Jesus, with as a goal to draw people, it's not worth a hoot. And we have excellent Kingdom Kids programs, so, you know, that's not what I'm saying here. But I'm telling you what, the ones who are teaching need to be in love with Jesus. The ones who are ministering need to be in love with Jesus. It's just not enough to love Jesus. I just love him. I need to be in love with him. I need a romantic connection with him that I don't want to let go of. And I'm going to pursue him. I am going to go after him because he's pursuing me and drawing me that way. So I'm going after him and he's worthy. And if I want to stay in the word and just focus on his greatness right there and close my eyes and focus on his face, guess who's going to come? Who? Yeah. In my heart. Maybe show up. That would be nice. In the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm very close to the Holy Spirit, so I'm not minimizing the Holy Spirit in any way, shape, or form. But I am exalting the name of Jesus today here. So thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just take a look at verse 18. Can we look at that again? So that he himself will come to have first place in everything. If you write that out, you put that in your Bible, you put that in your wallet, you put that on your dashboard, you make a picture, wear it on your back, whatever you do, he will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him and through him to be reconciled all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Let's look at that again. And through him to reconcile all things to himself. He's bringing all things back together, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things on heaven. Peace through the blood. Peace through the blood. Peace through the blood. We need to understand the blood. We need to spend more time thinking about, declaring, talking about, praising the Lord for his blood. I'm telling you, blood is very powerful. It's not just to get me out of a mess. It's not where, let me find that psalm to get me out of a mess. Let me find that, you know, place in scripture that's going to rescue me quickly. The Lord says, you can do that, and that's fine. But my blood surrounds you. I want you to know my blood. I want you to desire my blood. Understand what I have done through my blood. And I will make things increase. I will bring the increase to you through my blood. We've spent some time in Hebrews. I would encourage you, go back and listen to the messages. Go back and listen and read through the scriptures. Read through Hebrews. Read more about the blood. It's not the only place. But it's, you want to get free quickly? These are some really heavy keys. Simple. Jesus and his blood. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him blameless and beyond reproach. We're going to look at the Amplified in a moment so we can look at some of these words. If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Thank you, Lord. And that is his prayer for us. I'm just going to stop right there. Can we put up the Amplified version, please? Oh, yeah. Thank you, God. This word is so powerful. We have Amplified? Okay. Thank you so much. May I suggest that you really meditate on this week with your family and yourself? Thank you, God. Oh, our computers. Praise the name of Jesus. Ah, so good. The incomparable Christ. Are you liking this? Are you encouraged? Are you strengthened? Strengthened today in the singing, the worship, and the power of the blood. So amazing. just love Jesus so much and just really want to make him, bring him down, not bring him down, but make him real to us. Like, this is real Jesus. Thank you, God. We don't want any counterfeit prophetic words because people want to feel good. We don't. We don't want any weird voices. We don't want any of that stuff. I'm telling you, life in Jesus, understanding in the power of the Holy Spirit will change everything. Everything. And guess what? That makes us teachable and correctable, and we become presence junkies. Presence junkies. And it's not this ethereal, oh, I feel something. There's an actual, tangible, relatable, connectable place where we have the intimacy of the Holy Spirit, the intimacy of Jesus with us. Wow, it's so good. Okay. Do we have verse 13? There we go. Yeah. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness of sins. That's good. Now, he is the exact likeness of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible. He is the firstborn of all creation. For it was in him that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities. All things were created and exist through him, by his service, intervention, and in and for him. That makes everything about Jesus. And he himself existed before all things, and in him all things consist, cohere, or held together. Wow. And he himself existed before all things, and in him all things consist. And that's a verse right there, Andy, for your Mormon friend. And actually this whole passage. He also is the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone in everything, right there, and in every respect, might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent. When we say, I'll get to 19 in a minute, when we say, God is first in my life, get ready, because that will be challenged. It will be challenged by every ruler, power, principality, and authority. If our focus is on every ruler, power, principality, and authority, that's not a whole lot of fun. But if our focus is on Jesus and we become extremely secure and tethered to him with a desire for him, do you know that we will crave a relationship with the Holy Spirit? We will crave an understanding and a receiving of his power, mercy, and grace, the Holy Spirit. We will desire to be filled with his fire and his anointing. We will not shy away. We will not push away. We will not slow down. We will not. You see? Because Jesus makes that desire possible. He is the one that brings that out. Because God, he came to reveal the Father. And that's the Father's heart. That's the Father's love. So we can get kind of wacky if we don't include the entire triune Godhead in our understanding and in who we are. Segmented, thank you. Segmented. Okay, this is just all about Jesus, she said, so forget Holy Spirit and Father. No, it's Holy. Wait a minute, I'm confused. It's supposed to be a Holy Spirit, your best friend Holy Spirit, and love Jesus too, and ask him in your heart, and have Father's love. Don't try to cerebrally get this. Stick to the scriptures. We have brilliant minds. We have the mind of Christ. So I'm not saying that, please, ever. What I mean is, let your spirit, which I had said to someone this morning, let your spirit rise over this mind. If we're trying to figure out our purpose and you're stuck there, you're missing Jesus. Okay? Can I say that again? Oh, it's really, really got to be my purpose. You know, I've just got to figure out, and I'm going to go for it. Whatever it takes, I'm going to fulfill the desire of my heart, and God's going to make it happen, and I'm going to do it, and I'm taking steps, and it's going to happen. Really? Not, no. not the way you think. It might feel good, but the Lord says when your focus is on Jesus, guess what? You desire to have everything on the inside absolutely cleansed and removed because you don't want anything that's closely associated with the world, the second heaven, the devil, my own thoughts. You can't even, it's like, ew, no, because the Holy Spirit starts coming alive, okay? And then we're seeking him going, wow, there's got to be more. I was seeking him when I was first saved, not even knowing there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Nobody told me, but I knew there had to be more. There's something, you know, I'm on fire inside. I don't know what to do with this. What does that mean? That's from God. I didn't even know that Jesus healed today. No one told me that either. Okay, it's all right. So I started reading the Bible and go, you healed today? What's that mean? You see, focus on the Lord. He's the one. Jesus saves us, and he takes us into these places. Sometimes we get trapped. We say, well, you know, I'm here. And my call is healing and deliverance. Okay, and then I stay in healing and deliverance. I'll tell you what, our call is to be tethered to Jesus, and healing will come. And that's how healing came to me. And deliverance. And I studied to show myself approved. And I told him, I said, I want everything. Everything there is to know and understand and do in healing and deliverance. Whoa, was that a dangerous prayer? And he spoke to me and he said, are you ready to pay the price? Count the cost? That was a scary voice, honestly. And that was the Lord. And it was nice. I said, yes. Because Jesus paid the price. He really did. He's just drawing all men to himself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For it has pleased the Father that all the divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, powers, and attributes should dwell in him permanently. For it has pleased the Father that all the divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, powers, and attributes, the sum total, let's look at that, all of it together, the divine perfection, divine power, divine attributes should dwell in Jesus Christ of Nazareth permanently. Glory to God. It has pleased you, Father, that all the divine fullness, everything, all divine fullness, everything about you would reside in Jesus. Your perfection, your power, your attributes. And God purposed it through, by the service and intervention of him, the Son. So God made sure, he was intentional, verse 20. He purposed that through, by the service and intervention of the Son, that through Jesus, all things should be completely brought back together, reconciled, back to himself. Okay? Let's get that word reconcile really simple. How many of you know how to reconcile or should know how to reconcile your checking account? You do or you should? Okay, when you reconcile, you bring everything into balance, hopefully, right? It makes sense. It's like you breathe and go, oh, good. Whew. Right? So that's simple. So think about reconciled in terms of bringing everything back, restoring, bringing everything back into complete alignment. All things should be completely reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him, the Father made peace by means of the blood of his cross. The Father made peace by means of the blood. The Father has made peace. We were at enmity with the Father. That is lack of peace. That is absolute division. That is totally coming against God. You realize when Jesus rescued us out of that dominion of darkness, we were haters of God. I didn't feel hate. It doesn't matter what you feel. You're a hater of God. Because when we're at enmity with God, there is no peace. No peace. So if we feel no peace right now, we need to go back to the cross and say, who has stolen my peace? Because you gave me peace. You are peace. You're the Prince of Peace. Peace is a person, not just an idea, as Andy said. This is not an idea. This is not just fun little kid stuff. This is absolute connection and intimacy. We're going to wrap up here. And although you at one time were estranged and alienated from him and were of hostile attitude of mind in your wicked activities. Now, see, usually we run right by that. At one time, we were estranged, alienated, a.k.a. hated him, and were of hostile attitude of mind in your wicked activities. Wicked is a strong word. If we agree with it and go, yep, that's true, then we have greater appreciation for what Jesus has done through the Father, right? By the power of the Holy Ghost. And so if we've been involved in wicked activities, we've got to see who our real enemy is. It's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your lover. It's not your friend. It's not the bank. It's not the household. It's not your kid. It's these. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. And we're in a battle. And I say it with a smile because we know who the one fights our battle is, and that's Jesus. Right? It's his battle, but we're in it. And we are whether we like it or not. So we need to pull back and say, okay, God, I'm starting over. I'm going back to basics. And I don't want anything in me other than you. Nothing but Jesus. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Because I claim this over me. Verse 21. At one time, that was me. But no longer. Today, no longer. Never again. I drive the stake in the ground with joy in my heart. And it produces joy and peace. Yet now has Christ the Messiah reconciled you to him in the body of his flesh through death, in order to present you holy and faultless and irreproachable in his Father's presence. Oh my gosh, I can't contain myself. Yet now is Christ the Messiah reconciled you to God in the body of his flesh through death. Come on, in order to present you holy and faultless and irreproachable in his Father's presence. Wow. We're going to read this together. Can we do this? Verse 23. And this he will do, provided that you continue to stay with and in the faith in Christ, well grounded and settled and steadfast, not shifting or moving away from the hope which rests on and is inspired by the glad tidings, the gospel, which you heard and which has been preached as being designed for and offered without restriction to every person under heaven, and of which gospel I, Paul, became a minister. Do we believe this? Do we believe this? Do we believe this? This is the word of God. And this is true. Okay, based on this, Mikey Ramey came back. Do you understand? Based on this, we are saved. We're saved and rescued. Based on this, we can go forward. Based on this, we can get our eyes off our feelings. Based on this, we can rise up even when it's hard. Jesus has feelings. But we can't be governed by them, or this is negated. Do you understand that? In the reality of our walk, it's never negated, but in the reality of what it's going to be like in my own life, it'll be watered down. That's the job of the enemy. We don't want to partner with that, do we? No. So this is the good news of the gospel of Jesus. And I'm excited today. This is rich. What a rich, rich day. It's a rich day. Let's just pray. Father, we're speechless. So excited about your goodness. So excited about you. God, who you are is way beyond anything we could ever ask for, think, or imagine. We thank you, Lord, that every demon from hell trembles. How? In the knowledge of Jesus, you, God, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have set us free. And in this realm that we live in, God, we will not partner with darkness. We will not have anything to do with darkness because you have brought us into the marvelous light and the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Free us from ourselves and any other thing. Free us. because you already did it once and you said it was finished. So, Father, would you speak to us? Father, we just invite your glory that overshadows our weakness. Josh sang about it this morning. Josh, could you just close us with that? Your glory surrounds our weakness. Your glory, Lord, the goodness as evidenced through the word. We just thank you, Lord, that your glory surrounds us, surrounds the weakness, God, surrounds those places of struggle, surrounds those places, God, that think they have victory over us and they don't. As Rick said last night, our yes means something. We choose today to agree with you, God, with our heads held high, not down. No downcast today. Put your head up and agree with heaven. Yeah. Your glory surrounds my weakness. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this powerful word in Scripture. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Let's just close and let's sing to the Lord. You're so amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your joy as a result. Thank you for your joy. Love you. Can't help. What can our response be other than wow? Wow. Wow.
So I will be forever changed.
Go in peace. God bless you.